Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, site editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with W. Curtis Preston, Vice President of Data Protection with Glasshouse Technologies. How you doing, Curtis?
I'm doing great.
Today we're going to be talking about server-free backup, so let's get right into it. Curtis, what is server-free backup and how does it work?
Well, server-free backup is a term that is used, kind of an umbrella term for two different types of backup. The general distinction is that it's backup that's going to be done outside of the server that is being backed up, so hence the name server-free. Some of the methods of doing server-free backup actually use another server, so some don't consider them server-free, but they're still free of the server that is being backed up. There are a number of different ways that this is accomplished, and they generally have something to do with having an alternate copy of the data, such as a BCV or a split mirror, or perhaps a snapshot that is simply a virtual copy of the data, and then presenting that data to some other system or device that will then copy that to tape. The usual way that this is done is via another server, via a dedicated backup server. So you have a server that's being backed up. It's using data that's on the SAN. That data is being controlled and split off and snapped by a backup server, and then that extra copy of the data is presented to another server that then transfers that data to tape. There is another way that's truly server-free, which uses something called third-party copy, which is a SCSI protocol, or part of a SCSI command, part of the SCSI protocol. And it can actually copy, it can tell a device, such as a disk array that supports that part of the protocol, to actually copy its data straight to a tape drive without actually having to go through a server. So again, the summary statement is that it's backup being done, data being transferred to tape or disk without involving, or without the data transfer going through the actual server being backed up.
Okay. What type of environment is best suited for server-free backup?
Well, to answer that question best, I need to remind our listeners that the best way to do any given backup is the simplest way to do that backup, and the simplest way that you can, and cheapest way that you can meet your requirements. So simple is best. Complex is not only, you know, complexity brings, well, complexity, and it also brings cost, and it also brings risk that things will go wrong. So server-free backup is more complicated than other types of backup. Therefore, it should only be used when it's really necessary. The types of environments that tend to move towards server-free are environments that have a very large data set but behind an individual server, and very large is relative, but we're definitely using the word terabyte in a plural sense at this point. And you've got a very large data set behind a single server, and you've tried LAN-free backup. LAN-free backup would be the slightly less complex method to back up a large server, where you connect that server to a SAN, and you back up that server to dedicated tape drives or disk drives. And when you did that, the load that placed on that server was too much. And so you want to move that I/O load off. You still want to continue to do backups, but you want to move that I/O load off to something else, either another dedicated server or the disk hardware itself.
Okay, so you mentioned complexity, but are there any other drawbacks of server-free backup?
Well, mainly cost, right? There is inevitably going to be a license involved in this. This is server-free backup is a complex thing from a coding perspective, and so that cost is going to come with a cost to you when you purchase the license to do it. That dedicated server that you're doing it, or the disk array that you bought with the third-party copy command built into it, none of those are free as well. So mainly, the big downsides are complexity and cost. There's a risk element there, because if it's too complex, and depending on, to give you an example, if you're doing server-free backup, you may have logs on in three different places. You may have logs on the client that's being backed up, the server that's being backed up, the backup server that's transferring the data, and the main backup server that's controlling this whole process. So you've got logs in three different places that you may have to check. And so when things work great, they're great. When things don't work, it's rather complex to try to figure things out. So the risk element comes in that, because of the complexity, you may actually have some challenges that you have to work out.
So who offers server-free backup products?
I think you'll find that generally any backup product that is aiming at the enterprise will offer server-free backup. And that will be a differentiator. If a company, a vendor, does not offer server-free backup, then they either are not aiming at the enterprise or they're not doing it very well. And so if you are the type of company that wants the server-free backup, then you're going to want to look at an enterprise-level backup product. And, you know, there's a number of companies out there that fall into that category.
Okay. You got into it a little bit before, but could you explain how server-free backup differs from LAN-free backup?
Sure. So LAN-free backup is simply connecting the server in question that needs to be backed up to a SAN, and then the data transfer goes from the server being backed up through fiber channel into a tape drive or a virtual tape drive or a disk. Server-free backup, the data flow does not go through the server being backed up. The server being backed up is still involved, because it has to do things like quiesce a database, or quiesce a file system, or a number of things that are happening underneath. But the server is still involved. But once the frozen image has been created, as they say, and the BCV has been split off, or the snapshot has been mounted, whatever, once that happens, the data movement no longer involves the original server being backed up. The data either is being transferred through a secondary server that's dedicated for this purpose, or it's being moved directly through the SAN via the third-party copy protocol.
Are there any standards for server-free and LAN-free backup?
Yeah, not so much. server-free backup is what you'll find is that each of the ISVs, the independent software vendors, each of the ISVs have their way of talking to the disk vendors, and each disk vendor has their way of talking to the ISVs, right? So if you are an ISV that plans to support server-free backup, there's no single API for you to write to. It generally means what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to decide which of the OEMs you're going to support. And generally people start with the obvious two or three, and then add the others as the market dictates. While it's really important for the people that need it, the people that need it are definitely in the minority. Therefore, the market share of server-free backup in comparison to the rest of the world of backup is not very large, and so it tends to not drive things like standards and things like that.
Okay, so are there any alternatives to server-free backup that address the same problems?
If you had asked me that question, 5-7 years ago, I would say no. It was the only way to do large server backups. The invention or advent of things like CDP and near CDP, I think, are creating real alternatives to server-free backup. And I think that the large ISVs are agreeing with that in that many of them, if not most of them, have either acquired CDP and near CDP technology, or they are writing it themselves. The reason why CDP and near CDP technology works very well is that with a large server, the whole point that we were trying to address is I don't have enough time in the day and enough CPU cycles to back up this server in a reasonable amount of time. So how are we going to do that? Well, you, if you can back up from the problem and say, well, what is a backup? It's just an alternate copy of the data in another location for the purpose of restore. So if you broaden your definition of backup to include what CDP and near CDP give you, CDP and near CDP solve the problem in a different way, in that they don't do the full backup that and even the nightly backup that we think of and have always thought of in the traditional sense. So it essentially removes the problem. The reason why they work really well with a large data set is that it's an incremental forever technology. And not only is it do you only do an incremental backup each night, you actually, with CDP, can or are backing up the data as it's changing every single second. As the blocks are changing, it's being transferred over to the backup system. And so you get to spread out what's already a relatively small load across the entire day, which is great. With near CDP, you have the option of either doing it in the same way, where the data is transferred as soon as it's made, or you can transfer it in smaller chunks where you, you know, every hour transfer the amount of blocks or the number of blocks that have changed that hour. Or you can, if you want, you can do it just once a day, but then you're going to have to transfer all the blocks that changed that day. But either way, you're moving a significantly less amount of data than you do during traditional backups. And one could argue that they're also server-free backup in the general sense, in that this most CDP and near CDP products are the work that's transpiring is actually happening outside the server as well. So perhaps in addition to broadening the definition of backup, we should also broaden the definition of server-free backup to include CDP and near CDP. So long and short of it is, if a person is in the market, believes they're in the market for a server-free backup, I would urge them to look at all three of these options, server-free, CDP, or near CDP, and select which one is, again, the most appropriate, the least expensive, and the least complex, and the one that can meet their needs.
Okay, that's it for me, Curtis. Thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
For more information about server-free backup and other backup topics, visit searchdatabackup.com.